is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, April 18th, is it? Yes, April 18th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. This morning, my guest cancelled, so I need to restructure the show. I have a second guest who's supposed to be coming in at 11:30. I need a text down to the front desk to remind them that I have a lady coming in who wants to tell a story. Something happened to her while banking. And I said, I could entertain the conversation, but you can't call the bank name just in case, right? But you could tell me the story, and I could appreciate the story. Just she wanted to warn the public in general. And I say, if it's a warning to the public, I should be duty-bound to at least entertain the conversation so that the wider audience can be warned, be cautious as they go about doing their business. And she wants to tell her personal experience on that without giving too much details on it, right? So I'm appreciative of that, and hopefully she does come in at the 11:30 hour, and then we are able to go into detail as to that. This morning I would have had the relay people coming in, but they're coming in tomorrow. They're coming in tomorrow at 11:30. Yeah, they're coming in at tomorrow at 11:30, where they'll give us some details about the games and what's coming in. I'm kind of excited because they're doing their rounds. So I was kind of excited to have them come in, and go into detail with that. Today, Aaron Green will join me for the first half an hour. I mean, both hour, but I mean, in terms of the first half an hour to have this discussion. And of course, she'll be with me in order to interview the lady. Remember the lady who we saw downstairs? She should still be coming in. So hopefully she remembers. Yeah. But I want to talk about the headline today. The headline, $7 million overspend. That's going to be our conversation. Usually, as you know, Aaron tends to read for me, right? Which is always good. Then I'm able to contemplate and then bait her. But I'm going to bait her early. So it's because there's a refrain that she tends to ask every so often when I either prod her or remind her about it. I'm going to ask her this question. Have we received the expenditure for the 50th Independence anniversary as yet?
Have we received or seen a report, a gazetted report, a tabled report?
Anything.
As to the expenditure for the 50th Independence Golden Jubilee celebrations?
All of that, yes, that's what I said.
No. I have not seen it yet.
And was the Carifta Games before or after the Independence Day celebrations?
Now, Carifta 50 sat within the year of events. Remember, we're expecting in a report a detail of just over a year, maybe a year and a half worth of spending for the Golden Jubilee celebration. Mm-hmm. So the Carifta Games would sit within that year and a half, as well as the Bahama Games.
Even though the Carifta Games had a separate budget.
Yeah, they would all happen the same.
Yeah. Were we promised to get a report of the Golden Jubilee celebration?
Now, when you say promise, what do you mean? Like
someone
did
say,
somebody
hey.
Did somebody acknowledge
that a report is pending?
Their sort of duty to report
yes.
on the spending.
Did
yes, I think in several different ways, individuals involved stated, suggested, or implied that we should expect a reporting on this national event.
Yes. That has not happened.
Not yet.
We still wait for that.
Yeah.
But we did get a report. We did get a report on Carifta, and I'm grateful for that, first of all. I didn't expect it. I write off reports. I say, if it happens, it happens. So this is one of those times I am proud. I am delighted. I shout kudos to the people who brought this report. The same way like how...
You one of those people that say a D is satisfactory, I see.
But D is average.
You're proud.
I'm proud that we
can... You're proud that the state did something that it's obligated to do?
Yes. Okay. And the reason why I'm proud, they were obligated to declare the assets and liabilities.
They're obligated to make public make declarations.
Yeah, public declaration.
And then the state is obligated to gazette them.
And they ain't planning to do it no time soon either. So I'm proud that this is happening. So you may ponder on, oh, they're supposed to happen, but I know it doesn't happen. So the same way, like how we were talking about the taxes the Grand Bahama Port Authority is supposed to pay, and it didn't pay for 60 years.
And they the invoices that were supposed to be issued but weren't issued for 60 years?
For 60 years. And then initiation of the contract saying that we cool with what was happening before.
Or the people seeing what was taking place and not doing the responsible and ethical thing and testing it before the courts.
Yes.
Right? Like the people who were like, oh, maybe we should ask the court to interpret this provision and determine whether we're obligated to pay it or if we're only obligated to pay it on submission of an invoice. Right? Like this, like why wouldn't somebody just say, you know what, maybe we should test this before the law before we just do whatever we think is right.
Or senior parliamentarians being involved in politics for 20 odd years and notice it and say, man, that's how the way it is.
Yes.
Right? But like I said, I am grateful that we have this report. And I want you to read it into the record for those who haven't seen the paper.
Now, we're not reading the report itself. We're
going to
read from two articles at this point in today's daily papers. Let's start with the Tribune. $7 million overspend on sports events.
Let's pause right there.
Mm-hmm.
What does overspend mean? And is $7 million really a big number? Perhaps this is like a regular thing. $1 million overspend, is that small?
Maybe because it just says
$2 million, is that small?
Maybe because it just says $7 and an M, it appears small to you. But if I put all the zeros after it,
it become big.
Would it appear larger to you?
And I want to know if Bahamians consider $7 million in overrun excessive.
I want to say good morning to our friend Mr. Johnson and wonder if he could call in and tell us how many dialysis machines, MRI machines, or pieces of medical technology could be purchased with $7 million. Anyway, the subtitle of this article from the Tribune is Government Overshoots Budget for Carifta and Jubilee Games. Now, see, I want to know how the games are identified in the actual report, because I know nothing of a Jubilee Games. I didn't hear anything.
Didn't realize what is Jubilee Games.
Nobody came on my show to talk about the Jubilee Games. We talked about the Bahama Games,
the same thing,
hosted in the year of the 50th Independence Anniversary.
Semantics, man. Jubilee and
you
the
know
Bahama
who concerns,
Games, the same thing.
You know who concerns themselves about semantics?
Yes.
Lawyers and accountants. They all about semantics.
You think there's lawyers and accountants in our parliamentary?
I don't know. At this point, I don't know. But let's read from the article.
Go ahead.
Bahamian taxpayers incurred an extra $7 million bill to cover cost overruns for two much-hyped sporting events that were hosted last summer, the government's financial watchdog has revealed. The Auditor General's office, in reports tabled in the House of Assembly, revealed that the government overshot its upgraded $4.9 million spending allocation for the 50th Carifta Track and Field Championships and Bahamas Jubilee Games through a near total $12 million outlay on the two events. I'm just going to the business section where the rest of the story is covered. This $7 million overrun occurred despite the government in its 2022-2023, there's a typo in the paper, guys, supplementary budget, more than doubling spending on the Bahamas Jubilee Games from the original 1.5 million to 3.5 million, an increase of 2 million. See, I can tell you what the problem is right now. If they had maintained it as the Bahama Games, right? Mm-hmm, if they had maintained it, I bet you they wouldn't have spent all this money. But by calling it the Jubilee, the Golden Jubilee Games, Bahamas Jubilee Games, they give them the impression that they could spend more money. Mm. They should have called it the Family Island Games, and they would have never reached the budget because we don't ever spend what we ought to on the Family Islands. Let's get back to the article. Karifta expenditure was also increased, albeit by a more modest $400,000, to take it from an initial $1 million to $1.4 million in the same 2022-2023 fiscal year. However, even these increases proved woefully insufficient to cover the government's ultimate outlays, which came to $5.559 million for the Bahamas Jubilee Games and $6.43 million for hosting the regional Karifta Championships. And Mr. Nuri, I want to say something. It may be the most controversial thing I've ever said on the radio. Mm-hmm. How much does the Junkanoo rush out cost? Is it the Junkanoo rush out that's costing all this money?
Perhaps.
Maybe we need to remove the Junkanoo. And by that, what I mean is maybe we need to remove the party atmosphere. Right? Maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe we need to remove the party atmosphere. At the risk of never being invited to another festival event again, one recurring theme in that space is that it tends to be that those who should be organizing and working a festival are celebrating the success of the festival before the festival is even completed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's just a little side critique. When the figures are combined, the total, $11.989 million total, exceeds the $4.9 million supplementary budget allocation by more than $7 million, or 145%, meaning the spend is more than double what was predicted. And the auditor, we're going to go to page 8 of the business section. And the Auditor General's office, in its Karifta report, reveals that the net loss or deficit incurred by the Bahamas from hosting the event was almost 20 times what was forecast. The Karifta Games Company Limited, which was incorporated to oversee the event's planning and hosting, had predicted a modest $42,060 loss, but this in reality turned out to be 1,972.9% greater, at $829,821. This resulted in the deficit being some $787,761 higher than expected. The report shows that the government, which had already provided some $5.279 million in funding through the Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, was forced to further dip into the taxpayer well and come up with another $1.151 million to cover outstanding bills due to Bahamian vendors and event staff. This brought its total Karifta spend to $6.43 million. You want me to stick a pin there?
Yes.
It's right. A very lengthy article.
Yeah, and the point has been made. And this is
Has it been made? Because let me make another point. When I see this paragraph, the Karifta Games Company Limited, which was incorporated to oversee the event's planning and hosting, why did you have to create a company to do a job that should have been done by staff at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture?
More like they had to import talent. I understand your frustration.
No, what do you mean they had to import talent?
They had to have a management agency to say, hey, you all need to...
What do you mean a management agency?
To hire vendors and to make sure everything else works.
No. We have a Ministry of Tourism
But this was not Ministry of Tourism, no.
No, I know that, but both Ministry of Tourism and Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture.
Two different ministries.
They sit in the same cabinet, in the same country, with the same government.
We don't
they use
like
the
that.
Same phone systems.
No.
They use the same computer systems.
Each ministry operates independently of each other.
So nobody in Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture realize that Ministry of Tourism or even Ministry of Agriculture Festival Division, the festival unit, could provide them with the human resources necessary to ensure that they have the most efficient or effective management model possible?
That's why they hired a management agency to use all of that, to collate all of those different agencies and bring them together. That's what you're asking for, what is needed, and they did it.
That's not what I asked for.
No.
You mentioned...
This is my concern. I was going to ask what caused the overruns, and the overruns seem to be vendors.
Where did you...
When you said that they had to pay outstanding bills to vendors. The last sentence. So I was wondering what caused this so we don't have to have it done again. But it's the vendors. The last sentence you read mentioned...
I don't think that... I'm not sure that what you have garnered from that last sentence is what is intended to be conveyed. Not at all.
So
again, the headline says...
Overruns?
Hold on, the headline says $7 million overspend on sports event.
Yes.
So you're telling me that from what I read just now, you think that the $7 million that was overspent was spent on vendors?
Vendors.
Sure. Okay, no. I'm not going to argue with you at all.
This is my concern, right? This is my concern. Are we comfortable? Are we satisfied? Are we concerned that $7 million extra had been found from somewhere? And where did they get the money from? Did the article say, well, we moved the money? You know, when they had the memorial for the late Obie Wilscombe, and they had to move the money from the blind people?
You mean when they removed $25,000 from the Commission for People with Disabilities and another $5,000 from somewhere else in the ministry to host a memorial for Obie Wilscombe at Bahama?
Yes. Because you know it had to be a nice place. But my point is, we knew where the money came from. There's a detailed information.
If I told you that hell is a nice place, it's just hot, would that satisfy?
That means I have to go to air condition.
I mean, that's a lot of money for air conditioning. I could appreciate that overspend.
Yeah.
Mr. Newry, I don't think there's any sense to be made of this.
But who to blame? Because no one's getting the blame. This is a statement. There's not going to be an outcry. There's not going to say, no. Something went wrong. Don't let it happen again. Especially when we're having a relay game now, which usually lose money on. So I anticipate an overspend. Another $7 million the taxpayer is going to pay, right? And nobody's going to say, hey.
I mean, we have an opportunity.
Let's correct this now.
We have an opportunity to say, hey, let's correct this now. But first of all, we have to acknowledge that something needs to be corrected.
Do you think the Minister of Sports is going to make a statement?
I thought that $7 million overspend was a clear indication that something went wrong. But from what you have contributed to the conversation, I'm not sure that other people think that this is a problem.
No, there's no... Okay.
I mean, I think other people think that this is just the cost of doing business.
This is the cost of doing business because there's no outcry. People are not concerned. People are not afraid. So it is what it is.
I'm very concerned. There's two phone calls on the line, Mr. Newry.
Let's go to the calls. I remember we have a guest at the 7:30 hour, so I have about six more minutes for that. Let's go to phone calls, and let's go to the Guardian version of it also. Let's go to first caller, Kermit. Go ahead, Kermit. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Good morning, Aaron Kirk.
Morning.
Listen. Aaron, I ain't alive. You read that, and I'm still in shock. The words shock me. Because it seems like they're just saying, okay, this is what we spent, seeing that y'all wonder what we do when you're asking for a bit of information. And now what? You know, where did the money come from that they use is what I would like to know. And how is it going to be placed? What's the purpose of the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture if they are not using those persons that they have sitting there in that ministry to go and hire a whole new set of persons? For what? Over 100 persons what are they spending on the vendors? Shouldn't the vendors bring their own items there to sell and make money? I don't get it. I'm very confused. I think you need to read on further.
Apparently, maybe they have the explanation further down. Vendors. We can go into the Guardian version to it, but let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. See you. Morning. See you. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Morning.
Listen, these governments, they don't have nobody to answer to. They are gods unto themselves. They answer to themselves. The deputy prime minister said, we were elected as a government, and we will govern how we see fit. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. And the sad thing, Aaron, you know, we could beat up our mouth and beat up our mouth until the cow come home. What is going to change? Are they listening to us, Aaron? CA?
Boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
We have 5 years. And then they will listen then. They will start to listen then. Listen, I heard the Auditor General said about policies. The government already has policy. Policy more than British American and all of them. They got more policies that they themselves put these policies in place and they don't follow them. I know a financial officer in the government. When that individual tries to follow the policies and the whatever the general orders, whatever says, you have these ministers when they get into government, they come in and they say, do it. And when these individuals don't do what these people say, they transfer them to another place. And that's the problem. The government got this country messed right up because they have all kind of stipulations in place, you know, about contracts, about bidding and whatnot. But when they get in power, they do what they want. We haven't heard yet from Jack Thompson as to how much was spent on the 50th. Country's 50th anniversary. Every time you ask him, oh, we haven't finished yet. We still have one more event. We don't know what we spent. See, we already $230 million in the deficit. I mean, as far as the deficit is concerned, next month is time for the budget again. We're going to be $300 million in the hole. And, you know what I mean? So
it is what it is.
It is what it is. So, listen, yeah, don't hurt your head, buddy. It ain't what it is. Don't hurt your head. They say we are the party. We party. That is what they do.
I'm not hurting my head, but when my head is hurting and I'm trying to go to the clinic for some pain meds and they tell me there are no pain meds, then I think, what's the sense in hurting my head over it?
Anyway, let's take a break. We're going to take a break. When we take a break, we come back. Our guests are here, and they're going to tell us a story, and we're going to go through that story, right? So this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We shall be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I am your host for today. We have a guest here. We have a guest who said that something happened to her when she's doing her regular banking. And she wants to explain that, right? I'm going to allow her to introduce herself if she wishes to do that. And explain to me what happened. All yours.
Yes.
Pull the mic right to you.
Good morning. In about 2007, me and my late husband would have almost completed some townhouses, and we completed those to rent. And when we were almost completed, a friend of his, two friends, one was an attorney, came by to see them because everybody were talking about them. And she said that it didn't make sense to rent them because people don't take care of your building. It's best, there's a new thing out now where you would, it's a little upgrade from rental, is selling townhouses. They will never own the property, but they would own the from door, the front door to the back door inside the unit. And they wouldn't own none of the exterior. And so we bought into the idea of drawn up all the contract and the sales agreement. And four ladies came. One came first, and then I guess the other three came later. They would have moved in between the period of 2007 to 2009. Now, how does this work is they would go in, we would sign the sales agreement, which and we did. They would go into their banking institution, get funding, and then she would call us back, and we would sign the sales, we would sign the contracts, and they would own the units. Mm-hmm. So we signed the sales agreement, and they went in to get approved for the mortgage. Which in 2010, they moved in that period of time. 2010, she still didn't call us back. So obviously their mortgage wasn't approved at that time.
But hold on. You allowed them to move into your complex without getting the mortgage approved or getting money from the bank?
She said that's how it works.
Oh, she said it's, what about your lawyer? The lawyer?
She was the attorney because we didn't know anything about someone just buying from door to door, but they don't own the complex. Because she said, what happens is they would have a homeowners association, and if they don't pay that fee, then you can move, carry them to court.
So let me understand.
Take back the unit.
A lawyer approached you and said that they're going to introduce you to a townhouse complex where the person owns the unit itself, but not the property.
Yes, sir.
And they're supposed to get funding to get the mortgage for the unit itself. They'll own the unit and maintain the unit. Mm-hmm. And the lawyer is one of the persons who moved into?
No, not the lawyer.
Okay.
Three ladies. They work in the bank. Three was bank employees. One was not.
Okay. So one of the clients worked inside the bank. And the lawyer who did the contract for you.
Yes, sir.
Created a contract for these people to move in without securing the loan for you.
Well, she said that's how it works. She said because when I went to her in 2010, I would have told her, say, I don't think we should be paying this long to do the property, to maintain the property, and they using it. So she said, no, what happened is they're bank employees and they're waiting on their discount and they don't get it in the Bahamas. The application has to go out the country to the head office.
Okay.
And when it comes back, she'll call us in and finalize the sales of these units.
Okay.
So in 2011, my husband would have passed.
Okay.
And in 2000, she keep calling, say, I must come and sign these documents. So I went to her office.
Who's this, a lawyer?
The lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she called me back. She called me back in March of 2011. My husband was still alive then. And I told her, I said, I'm not signing any documents until I see the check. Because you told me once they got the loan approved, then we must come in and sign the documents. And I said, so she said, no, you need to sign it and whatever. So I said, no worries. What you need to do is send it on to another lawyer, which was my personal lawyer. So she said, no, you will have to pay two lawyer fees, and that don't make sense. I said, no. You explained this to me. Obviously, at the outset, what you told us is not what happening. We're the ones paying to maintain this yard and everything. I said, what I want to happen is someone else outside of the circle to explain this to me. And so she would send it on to the lady, to my attorney, and she called me in to sign. And when I went in to sign, she knew the case. So I told her, I said, why am I signing? She said, no, they send these documents to me. But I said, your attorney, did you ever get paid for this place? No one signs nothing without the money, sells nothing without getting paid. And so I did not sign. In 2013, he died in 2011. This was a back and forth with me and this attorney. In 2013, one of the ladies came and asked me if I would sign hers because she was planning on selling hers. And I told her, no, I would not sign it because we never receive any funds. So she said that the bank was going to sue me. So I told her, no worries, sue me. So I went back to my attorney that told me you don't sign anything if you don't get paid. And she told me.
How long were the people living inside your house?
At that time, about 4 or 5 years.
For 4 years, you had people living inside your house who claimed they owned the house, who ain't paying you no rent. Right,
and they
ain't pay you no sum to say that they purchased the townhouse, but they was living there free. Interesting. Go ahead.
Yes, and another thing, she said because I asked her if they don't get funding, she said if they don't get funding, the worst thing can happen if they don't get approved for the loan. She said the worst thing that happens, they would rent. They would have to pay you rent for the time they were there. So anyway, in 2013, so they said, the lady told me that the bank was going to sue me. And I went back to my attorney. She told me, where's the documents? I said, I don't have any documents. She just came by me yesterday and told me that they were to sue me. She said, they cannot sue you. They cannot sue you.
So the first lawyer didn't give you no documents, and your own lawyer didn't get no documents from the first lawyer?
She got blank papers, but I didn't sign the documents. Mm. She got the documents, but I never signed the documents.
Okay.
So in 2000, I was going through something with another bank. Mm-hmm. So in 2018, I would have give them eviction notice, each one of them.
So you evicted the people who weren't paying rent. How long they were living there now?
They were living there about 10 years.
10 years rent-free. Without paying you, and the lawyer who you initially had didn't give you no paperwork, and your lawyer who is your lawyer didn't say, hey man, something wrong, let me work on this with you.
She said that there was something wrong. That's why she told me not to sign.
Okay.
She said, this doesn't make sense.
So you evict the people who's living there free?
No. I took them to court to be evicted,
mm-hmm.
but they came up with a conveyance where I signed, me and my husband would have signed that conveyance.
So they came and said, man, you already sent me this.
Mm-hmm. My lawyer took me outside at that time and she said, why did you bring me here? This is a conveyance where you and your husband sold them this unit. What's going on? And there were many reasons why I was shocked, but the conveyance was 2000 and the 15th of November 2011. And his funeral was on the 13th of November. So unless he was Lazarus, I don't know how his signature got on that paper.
And what about the lawyer? Because usually when you do conveyance, there has to be a lawyer involved. I'm assuming the first lawyer is the one who signed and say that you signed the conveyance, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And who all signatures on this conveyance? Or supposed conveyance?
My signature, my husband's signature.
So they have two signatures on the supposed conveyance. And how much money did they claim that they paid you for your property?
Well, they said they gave us $750,000.
How much units was this, first of all?
It was three.
So
it was four.
It was four units. Mm-hmm. So you're saying each one of these people mm-hmm. said they gave you $750,000?
No, no. All together. The lawyer said that we received, and that's impossible.
And there's no bank records in terms of you getting a manager's check or anything to be cashed?
Well, I was asking for that from that time to this day present now.
And you said that they didn't have any proof to show that, see, this is where my money came from. I paid them out of my bank account. I paid them my cash money.
But that's what my second lawyer said. When we went to court, I got another lawyer. And he asked them, he said, okay, if you have a mortgage, then you should have the payments. He said, you all never bought in a payment.
So the bank itself has no history of them paying the bank where they borrowed the money from?
Well, I went to the bank, and the bank...
But did I have for you to go to the bank? I'm asking when you go into the court. I assume you went to the court. Wait, mm-hmm. Let me start over. You found out something is wrong. They say you had a conveyance. You say, man, that ain't true. You go into court. You mm-hmm. get a lawyer, mm-hmm. right? I assume there's a whole court trial-ish type thing?
We went to court like seven times.
You went to court seven times.
Yeah.
And your charge or your claim is, you only never give me no money. Mm-hmm. Something wrong. This signature thing...
I never signed. No,
so I assume you make a police report.
Yes, I did.
And there was a police investigation.
Yeah, they told me I went to a forensic. They told me I had to go to forensic crimes because it was more than $5,000. And forensic crimes told me in order for them to take this case, I would have to go to the U.S. and prove that this is not, get a handwritten examiner to prove that this is not my signature.
Wait. So I'm going to go back again. Mm-hmm. You tried to evict him, mm-hmm. right? They brought a conveyance and say, see, they sold me this, right? They've sold me this, right? Mm-hmm. And then you went to your lawyer and said, man, I didn't sell them to them. They have to prove it. They prove the signature or whatever it is and say, see the signature, whatever it is. And I'm trying to remember how I purchased my house, right? Mm-hmm. But I remember going inside a bank. Did you go inside a bank?
Never. I went inside the bank until after all of this came up.
I remember when my lawyer fees that there was a lawyer present as the two people party sang. That didn't happen? No, you know? And you say you went to the police and say, man, something wrong. And they say you need to go off to the States to prove that your signature
has been lifted. I went off to the States, paid thousands of dollars. And not only my signature was lifted, the Registrar General's signature was lifted. I bring it back.
Now, you're saying if it's a Registrar General, just say it. One minute for me, Erin. If you're saying it's a Registrar General, shouldn't they do an investigation?
They didn't know.
Allegedly. Erin, making sure you say allegedly on that. Mm-hmm. See, my concern is, I hear you. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a lot of people are involved mm-hmm. who should have been concerned with this, right? Not just you, because now you're saying all these other people are concerned also. But I'll continue, sir. I have a caller here who wants to engage. I'm not sure why yet, but you can put on the earphones so we can listen to this particular person. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Producer, patch that caller through. And I want to continue with your story because it's a overwhelming story that you're claiming that happened to you and that you're going through. And I want to hash it out. I want to give you an opportunity to explain what happened, and hopefully someone knows what you should do next. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear me?
What a great call today. What a great call today. I just want to let her know that there's a lot of other persons in the Bahamas who is going through the same bank and legal and land. I call it land thief because The bank is involved, and both banks know. And guess how she said, no one seems to be interested. Nobody seems to be interested. And they are turning you around. A lot of bank people are getting fired, you know, but they're doing it secretly. So they know exactly what's going on. So this is a case that I believe someone needs to pick up. I'm happy that this lady came on today. We need to start an organization and expose the bank, because a lot of people's homes are being taken away because of some kind of something that's going on. I don't understand. I've been going through something like this, madam, for the past, I would say, 10 years. And every time you try to get information like that, they turn you around. They will give you a letter to try and evict you, knowing that you know something is wrong. But how do you convince the persons who are keeping your record that they're wrong? How do you? And you know it in yourself. When you go to them for records, you know what they do? They change your account and give you a new account. So where is the old account? They can't even combine the two together. This is a good call, and I just hope some serious-minded people get together, and all those people who will find their way in this kind of peculiar situation, let us get together and come against the bank and the lawyers, and they're doing it together. Land thief, I'm calling you mortgage thieves. That's what they're doing. And Miss, leave your number, I'm going to call, and we're going to get together. We need to do something about it, because something strange is going on in the Bahamas. And this ain't just done. And you know what's between me and you? What's going on, I believe, is when I first started, you know what I did? I reached out to the ombudsman overseas. So what you need to do is write the bank ombudsman and see what's going on. Maybe they might help you somehow. I don't know. But they have even tied that down, because now they are saying that you have to go to your bank, because countries don't really want to get involved. And even though you ran away, I show the country where it can help you.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. We have another person who wants to engage you. Oh, you want to say something too, sir? Go ahead. Make sure your mic on. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just to interject, Mr. Newry, something that you mentioned and that the caller mentioned. In this case also, the bank disengaged the three employees.
But this has nothing to do with the bank. I don't think so. But I'll reach them. Yeah. I see you interjecting the bank. This sounds like a personal issue that you need to go to the police and report. But I can reach there. But I we have another caller to engage you right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Nery. How are you?
Doing well.
This year is actually, ma'am, let me make some recommendations to you. This is a commercial crime that's taken place at your situation. And then the person been living there for 10 years and paid no rent and say they got some conveyance with their name on it. Take it to commercial crime. Let them deal with the forensic in the U.S. with you, please. All right, you save some money by doing it that way. Thank you.
Okay, so that's two advice. Who all did you report this issue to? You realize something going wrong. You realize some kind of alleged fraud is happening to you, mm-hmm. right? People are taking advantage of you. You ain't sure who it is, but you know you have three people living inside your house. Four different people living inside your house who didn't pay no rent for 10 whole years.
More than 10 years.
Who apparently didn't have some kind of mortgage, what you say, according to what you said. And you now going to the police to say, police, something going wrong. No. These people trying to defraud me.
Yes, I went to CID.
So you went to CID?
I went to Carmichael Road first. They said I need to go to CID. I went to CID. They said I need to go to Forensic Crimes on Nassau Street. I went there. They said that they cannot take the case.
The police said they can't help you.
Yes, unless I go to the United States and prove that, yes, this is my signature, but I never signed. It appears to be my signature. That's what an attorney told me. Because I did not sign it.
And the attorney tell you this, not the police tell you this. Who told you this?
An attorney, he said, did I sign? No, I never signed. I never saw the documents that has my signature on it. So he said, go to Forensic Crimes. They told me to go to the States. I went to the States. Paid thousands of dollars. My signature and my husband's signature has been lifted numerous times. And on each one of those conveyance, they have conveyance and deed of release on the same day. He said, if you sign your signature for 1,000 years, if you live for 1,000 years and you sign your signature, you will never sign it the same way twice. Our signature is signed numerous times on these documents. The same signature.
Let me get this next caller, because I have another question to ask you. Because it seems hard to believe that this actually happened in the Bahamas, right? Because the land is now registered under someone else's name. Right? It's being conveyed to somebody else according to the, when you say the lifted signature. So it had to go through all of these legal fraternities to get done. But let me go to this caller, right? Caller, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
So I just got into my car and I'm listening to this, but and I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised. And I want to make sure that I get all the facts correct. So clearly you had an attorney to guide you through this transaction and create a conveyance and what have you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you reported that attorney to the Bar Association?
No, I never did.
Okay, because I'm a past president of the Real Estate Association, and I've been doing this for a long, long time. And I, over the years, I have seen, and Mr. Nuri, I would love to leave my name and number with the
producer
to talk to you sometime, because I can tell you stories that will keep you up at night.
Okay, that sounds like a show in the future, but I need to help this lady here now. So
exactly.
Any advice you can do, and then leave your number with your producer afterwards.
I would love to help her, because there has to be recourse for this. And I'll leave this with you, Mr. Nuri, that we have to talk about. If we had a land registry in this country, this wouldn't have happened.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm laughing. That's a reoccurring thought. I'm sure I've mentioned that every year that I've been on radio, that we need land reform. We need a land registry.
And I can, because I've been doing this for more than almost all, half my life, I can tell you why we don't have a land registry.
Well, that's what...
If you can somehow put me on hold...
But that's what we can do.
Karen, we have to chat. I've been wanting to call you forever to talk about it because I do hear you. But this lady's case is just breaking my heart. And if I can help, I will help and guide and show you the right direction. Because someone has to pay. This is wrong.
Okay, let's record your name so we can give it to the lady so we can move on.
Producer, if you could take the call and get the caller's name and number, please, so we can pass it to the guest at the end of the show,
yes.
And we'll have her make contact with you off air. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Yes.
Okay.
But I want to continue with the story because we see we're running out of time, and I thought I could run through this quickly, right? Where does the case stand now?
It's
because look at your property gone.
No, sir.
The people living in your house?
The devil is a liar.
Hmm?
I went to the bank because I'm tired paying attorneys to...
Yeah.
So I went to the bank that these ladies were working with. They knows nothing about none of these mortgages.
So the four people who live inside your townhouses...
Three of them.
Three people who live in your townhouses.
Four, but three at one bank. The one of the banks I went to is the one that three took out the mortgage with. The bank knows nothing about the mortgage.
What was the fourth one? Does the bank know about that one?
I haven't went to that particular bank yet.
Wait. For 10 years, you have four people living in your units. None of them paid?
None.
And you're saying three work to one particular bank and one work for another particular bank?
Yes.
And the...
They don't work to the bank no more now. The bank asks them nicely to resign.
Yeah, and I for whatever reason, and for whatever thought, my thing is, okay, let's start over. Mm-hmm. You need to report the lawyer or inquire whether this lawyer was working with these four people.
There's a bar association that
you can't report them?
The lawyer has left the country.
You still can report them, even the lawyer. Go ahead, John.
Lawyer
that's not here in the Bahamas, no, just gone.
Mr. Nuri. One of the lawyers, let me interject here, one of the lawyers has left the country. One of the lawyers had a issue with the police for fraud-related matters, and that lawyer has since passed, transitioned. But one of the lawyers who they are saying that they gave money to left the country.
So you had two lawyers. One left the country, one dead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. We have another caller here who wants to engage because we need to give you advice on what to do next. But I still say you need to report even the lawyer, dead or alive, or the person hang up. There needs to be some track record of what happened with transition. This doesn't happen without fingerprint being left, without some record being left, right? And I feel frustrated for you that you're saying that the property, the people living in your house now still?
Yep.
Watching you, you drive?
Yes.
You walk in and they looking at you yep. and smiling. Mm-hmm. And you said they never got... Let me speak to this next person. Go ahead, Carter. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mr. Neary, and good morning to the lady there. And I do feel your pain, ma'am. I've never been in the situation, but just listening to it. My question to you is this. Are you keeping an account of every cent that you spent trying to clear this up so at the end of the day, you can go after these persons and clean your money? And not just that. You know, post their pictures on him, because other persons need to be aware of the situation. So you need to start somewhere by putting a stop to this nonsense and publish their faces. And even if you don't mind publishing your place, so everybody who knows them would know what kind of thieves they are. And that's what they are. They're downright thieves. Yes,
thank you very much, Carla. So you went to the police. They say you got to go to the States and do your own investigation, basically.
Mm-hmm. They said they can't take the case unless I prove that my signature was...
We have a competent commissioner for police now. Mm-hmm. I know about the previous one, but I can actually guarantee for this one. This case needs to be investigated. I can recommend that you go to the commissioner of police with all your documents, because you have all kind of documents here laid out, and just basically state something went wrong, Mr. Commissioner. This is warrant an investigation because something get gone wrong, Mr. Commissioner. And I'm surely the commissioner would say, we will do an investigation. We'll investigate the bank. We'll investigate the lawyers who won dead and one who skipped town. And we'll investigate the people who say they paid money, because there should be at least be a paper trail for the money. You said you didn't get no money. There should have been a mortgage. The bank supposed to be receiving money, or say, well, yes, we did get paid.
They are bank employees. They have my signature. If you can get my signature, you can show where you paid me a dime. You have all my accounts. These ain't a one bank. These several banks.
I wonder if any lawyers out there who are willing to take this case up for you, who are willing to reach out to say, ma'am, I hear you. Let me do some preliminary investigations for you, because I know you're frustrated. But what do you want happen? Let me conclude with that. What is it that you want happen?
What I want happen is I want the Bahamian people to be aware. When you go in, if you see a red flag, it means that something is wrong. Me, out of ignorance, allowed this lawyer to sell me a dream and prolong it this long until finally she left the country when she saw I wasn't giving up. If I told you the nasty things that they did to get this property is unbelievable. But only God, I could sit here and say, only God, I'm still in my property, still in my sane mind.
How long again have these people been living inside this property?
16 years.
So for 16 years you've been dealing with this. For yes. 16 years these people been living inside these units, yes. haven't paid you a cent. You've been trying to say, man, I need my money for 16 years. No recourse as yet.
No. And every time we took them to court, every time they bring a new conveyance with my signature on it.
But that means the judge rule. The judge look at your case, look at your claim, look at the signatories, look at your evidence, look at your claim of saying, man, something untoward went there, and say, miss, I hear your claim, but that don't make no sense, and we rule for these other people.
Well, Mr. Neary, she has never been informed of any ruling.
Do you mean no ruling either?
I'm still wondering why they're still there, because their attorney claims that he have the good conveyance, because these ain't stamped, these ain't, two of them, their own is not registered and it's not stamped. It's not in the registry office. I went to the bank no longer than a couple of weeks ago. The bank told me again, they have no idea how these individuals got this.
This time is up. I need to wrap up, but we'll get this information to you. I might have to bring you back on again to go over it. But this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We need some help for this lady, so kindly reach out so we can help this lady again.